Warning, the following episode contains explicit language and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Everything's perfect. Yeah, it is so perfect. The beach is so perfect. The people so perfect. Welcome to Laguna Beach, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch.
With your hosts, Josh and Danielle.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Laguna Bitch, the only podcast that ever talks about Lauren Conrad. As always, I'm your host, Josh. With me, my co-host, Danielle.
Hey.
And who else is here?
Hi, my name is Hallie Minier. From Tender Loving Conrad.
There you go. So I want to bring up something that happened to you very recently. You have a new co-host.
I do have a new co-host. My original co-host, Mackenzie, moved to New York, and then we had a bunch of guest co-hosts, which was actually really fun. But now we're starting the hills, and I have a new co-host. Her name is Dana Birch. She's very funny. We have really good chemistry. It's going to be really fun.
Did you kill her? Did you kill the last co-host?
They broke up. She left her.
We broke up. Really sensitive subject.
It happens. Not all relationships work out, Danielle.
Yeah, shut up.
So why are you making a Lauren Conrad podcast?
All right. So I'm a comedian. I do improv and stand-up. I'm in the Second City Conservatory program. And I literally was just like, I want to do a podcast. I want to, like, create stuff. And I had just started watching The Hills on... I'd watched it when it originally aired, but I started watching it again because it was on Hulu for a hot second. And I was with my friend Mackenzie, and I was just like, should we do a podcast? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, what about? And I was like, Lauren Conrad. I think I was drunk. I'm pretty sure I was drunk.
Because if you had been sober, you would have said The Golden Girls.
Oh my God, I freaking love The Golden Girls.
See?
Who doesn't?
I don't know if you've listened to my podcast, but it's a lot of talking about other things.
Inappropriate things, in my opinion, but
a lot of inappropriate things, which I think brings me to a point that we need to really discuss. I don't know if you know this, but if you ever want to have children, I feel like I should tell you to help you out. Sex is not touching butts.
What?
You're not gonna make a baby that way. If you ever try to make a baby, you're gonna be really disappointed.
Well, we appreciate the information, even though I don't quite believe you.
I try, but no, yeah, we talk a lot about sex, a lot about relationships. I actually had my ex-boyfriend email me asking me to stop talking about him on my podcast.
You called him a garbage person, didn't you?
He is. He's a garbage person.
If he wasn't a garbage person, he wouldn't be your ex.
Maybe I misunderstand your podcast, but do you exclusively date heroin addicts?
Okay, I'll be fair. My ex-boyfriend, the one that I called a garbage person, I knew he was a recovering heroin addict when I started dating him. My high school boyfriend, the only other serious relationship I've had, he became a heroin addict long after we broke up.
Because of you.
I mean, probably. I'm really great. Super humble.
Yeah, so is Josh.
I thought I watched the first season of Laguna Beach, but it turns out I never did. I watched the second season.
We just pretty much love all the parents in Laguna Beach. So if there's a parent in a show...
They're never around.
They're used very sparingly.
And I'm like, where are these kids' parents?
That's what I say.
I will say that I do have one thing that I do not agree with you guys on. I love Steven.
You are a garbage person, then.
No. I defended Steven for like the first four episodes.
And then he couldn't do it anymore.
Kenzie and I discussed when he does that whole like, you're a slut thing. We do not condone that. However, we have to keep reminding ourselves that he's 18. It is an earlier time because I know that I called people sluts right and left when I was 18. But here's the thing too, Kristen's like laughing about it, which would just piss me off even more.
What about when he drags her outside?
Yeah, no, that is all inexcusable, but overall, I think he's just a young boy. I think he's a good person now, and he's probably grown, and I left him on One Tree Hill.
My podcast is not about One Tree Hill, Steven. It is about Laguna Beach, currently season one, Steven, and he is a garbage person. And anyone who thinks he's great is also a garbage person.
Don't hate him. One of my friends had a small cameo in One Tree Hill. I had sex with him on Monday.
He got to meet Chad Michael Murray.
He got to play basketball with him, and it's so funny because he's my friend who Stevenson is 6'10", and so Chad McMurray is not 6'10". And so you see, like, him intentionally, like, he can't jump, because if he jumped, he would easily block any ball going in. So, like, trying to be worse at basketball just because of his height. But I actually met Chad McMurray as well at his graphic novel book signing.
You actually read the book. Now, are you still friends with Chad Michael Murray, best friends?
Yeah, I mean, we have sex on Sunday.
We'll let him know he can be on our podcast.
I recently met Justin Bobby.
Sam and Marty. Sam and Marty love Justin Bobby.
You can't trust a man with two first names.
Yeah, I went to his show, Bobby Rock, and met him, and we went out and got drinks.
And now you're best friends?
Now, I do have his number, but I think we can all agree that Kristen is just the worst.
No.
No one agrees with you.
Stephen is the bad guy. Kristen and LC are just caught in his...
Well, hang on a second. I don't particularly like Kristen.
No.
But if you're giving Stephen the excuse that he's some dumb 18-year-old kid, doesn't she get the excuse that she's some dumb 17-year-old kid?
No, because girls are smarter than boys, and she knew exactly what she was doing. Also, she's married to Jay Cutler.
No, but I completely agree with you, Josh. If Stephen gets some leeway, then so does Kristen.
Mackenzie, my problem with Kristen was that we hated her, but she also might have been, like, the OG, like, feminist. Like, she was, like, not letting guys screw her over. She was very take charge. She was very comfortable in her sexuality as a woman. So we, like, hate her, but we also maybe respect her.
I truly, truly, truly believe, and I've mentioned it on some of our episodes, that you would not have hated Kristen had MTV not told you to hate Kristen. They had just said, okay, here are these people. You make the judgment. You would have hated Steven.
Oh, yeah. He's using Lauren. And Lauren's supposed to be your favorite.
She is my favorite.
Oh. You can't defend both.
I think maybe because I was kind of a Steven. That's maybe why I'm defending him.
Oh, so you were the original fuckboy.
Yeah, that's me. I had like a best friend who was in love with me, and I maybe... It wasn't that bad. We never hooked up, but I definitely, like, liked that he liked.
See, I was lucky. I didn't have any. It was good. Things are different now, I guess.
Interaction with humans.
I know. I'm just so charming. It's hard to keep people away.
Oh.
Right, Danielle?
No. Yes, it's so hard.
You said that Kristen was the original feminist. I don't know if that's true. I feel like there were many before her.
Is the Rosa Parks a feminist?
She's...
Rosa Parks.
But Rosa Parks wasn't even the first Rosa Parks, so...
Can't even name it. But I meant, like, of the modern feminist who's, like, not the, like, aggressive feminist that people are, like, they're man-haters, but just, like, she was thinking like a man and fucking like a man.
Did you prepare any questions, Danielle?
I didn't know we were doing this tonight, so no. It's the first week of school. I didn't know what was going on.
Danielle's upset that she's a teacher. Her dream was to sell fruit by the freeway.
Yeah, the freeway.
Opportunity. What do? Do you sell fruit by the freeway?
No, I do the minimum amount I can to collect a paycheck. That's actually not. I work my ass off to give our dogs a better life.
My Tinder for dinner.
That's brilliant. All I ever want to talk about is low, so I don't...
Oh my god, literally, I love low so much.
Then why isn't your podcast called The Lowdown or whatever?
Because that's...
That's her podcast. So, the lowest lowdown.
You could be TLL.
She's not enough of a character, like, present. She's not present enough to make her a podcast about in regards to Laguna Beach and the hills. You could just, like, podcast about, like, her life.
Well, and you could podcast about, well, where is Lo? When this is happening, let's imagine, let's just decide. Lo is back home. Being respectful.
But also, she's got her and Elodie, who Elodie was a very minor character in The Hills, have the best eye rolls ever.
Oh, Lo makes the best facial expressions. Oh, I'm definitely a Lo. 120%.
Well, if you look at it, too, if you, like, watch in The Hills, like, the reason Justin Bobby is called Justin Bobby is because Lo's making fun of him. Like,
that's
he didn't go by Justin Bobby before Lo was like, can I call you Justin Bobby? And now it's, like, all anybody knows him.
And it stuck with him his whole life. I'm really proud of her for that.
Yeah, love when our bullying impacts people's lives forever.
That's right.
That is my favorite type of bullying.
I'm sorry, I'm not prepared.
Well.
Well, we hate you forever now.
Oh, that's fine.
That's my wife.
Do you have joint checking account?
We do. We have joint everything.
Kind of a lost message if you buy him dinner on a joint checking account, right?
I wonder that, like, when we buy each other, like, Christmas gifts and stuff, you know, but
yeah,
I make more money than he does, so I feel like everything we buy, I've bought it, so.
That's the dream. I want to make more money than my husband so I can hold that over his head, and then I want to give birth naturally so I can hold that over his head.
My dream is that she makes even more money so I can stop working entirely.
I take it you guys don't want children, you just want to touch butts your whole life.
And I thought touching butts was going to give me a baby.
I think you might have been bamboozled by Josh, who doesn't want kids.
Well, I'm like Steven. I'm getting what I want. What do I care?
That's right.
All
right.
So, do you want to plug your podcast?
If you want to check out Tender Lovin' Conrad, we are on SoundCloud as well as the podcast app, Tender Lovin', no G, Conrad. Find us on Twitter at TLC _podcast or on Facebook at Tender Lovin' Pod, or you can just look up Tender Lovin' Conrad podcast. Yeah, we have all of our personal Twitters there if you want to stalk me in real life. That's us. We talk a lot about Lauren Conrad and a lot about other things that we hope are funny, but might just be stupid. Everybody wants to hear about me.
I'm surprised you two are not best singing friends.